Where's the money coming from to pay for the separation agreement?
Our city manager's position has been budgeted for this next year. So until we hire a new city manager, it'll continue. It could come out of what's already been budgeted for his position. So, you know, we don't have a new person in that position. It sometimes takes a year or so to hire a new city manager. So he's still an employee through January 3rd in a consulting basis, and will continue to be paid forth as he normally would under as he was on the payroll today. So the money is in the budget for his position.
Has there been any discussion yet about when a new manager is hired? Presumably it's going to be sometime within the 2011 budget year, how that's going to be paid for?
It'll be talked about, I'm sure, as soon as the next few meetings start arising, but we have not talked about a new city manager at this juncture. So we're still bringing to closure the current situation, and we'll worry about that in the near future.
Any idea what the total dollar value is of the separation agreement?
Well, the Mr. Watkins is a city employee till January 3rd, and then he'll get a 9 months severance at that point, a lump sum severance that he'll get paid on January 3rd. It's $100,000+. I don't have that exact dollar amount at this time, but I think if you include the 3 months that he's getting paid as an employee plus his accrued sick leave and vacation leave and floating holidays, which he had quite a bit, I think it totals about $223,000.
Any idea then on the value of the health and life insurance that the city's responsible for?
No, sir. Yeah, I'd have to get with the HR department on that. Yeah, we simply were abiding by the contract that was in place, and so it wasn't an actual number that we were negotiating. We were actually abiding by the contract that he had in place. So we're just now looking at those numbers.
Any sequence of events at this point on how the responsibilities will be taken care of in the short term and in the long term?
Well, we're in great shape here at City Hall. We've got two associate city managers, assistant city managers, Hugh Walker and Joey Dunn. We've got a longtime city secretary that's been here for 20 plus years, a longtime city attorney that's been here for many years as an assistant and as a city attorney. You know, all of our department heads have done an excellent job. So the city of Bryan's not going to skip a beat while we look for a city manager. It's business as usual here. We've got a lot of wonderful things that we're working on, a lot of new projects that are coming our way in Bryan, and so we'll keep on moving forward. David Watkins had a good staff in place, and they'll continue doing a good job for the city of Bryan.
Well, using your phrase, the city won't skip a beat, why not just not fill the position and save some money?
Why not fill the position?
Why not leave the position vacant or eliminate it and save the money?
Well, that is a possibility that has been discussed amongst other constituencies. So that we would go with two assistants, and you know, we'd have to. Right now, Hugh Walker oversees the day-to-day operations of the city and different functions, and then Joey kind of oversees the planning and the economic development and some of those operations. So that could very well be a possibility that we will consider as the city council.
As one elected member of the body, what's been the constituent reaction in the last couple of weeks to all this?
Well, I think people would like to know a little bit about what's going on, and you know, the people I've talked to have full faith in the council that we're doing what's best by the citizens of Bryan and what's best for the city of Bryan, understanding that in personnel matters, not everything is brought to the forefront, and it's how it's always been. You could have a strict lawsuit situation if one or both sides were to talk about various things, and so it's best for the city of Bryan the way we have transpired to this point. It may take a year for some people to see you know that Bryan is doing a lot of good and will continue doing a lot of good, but everyone's just wanting to keep moving forward and doing what we've been doing over the past few years, and that I can promise.
given the confidentiality clause, you still may not be able to answer this, but was the confidentiality clause something sought by both sides?
I can't discuss that.
I anticipated that, but at least I wanted to bring that up. Well, and again, it's just for the reason that you mentioned, that there's so much curiosity. There's not been any public record of any wrongdoing or misappropriation or anything negative going on. So, the handful of people who have approached me are scratching their heads. You know, what's the problem that led to this series of events taking place? And nobody can talk because of the confidentiality clause.
But in personnel matters, it's always been the case. You always see often where people retire or they resign or they move on, and it's sometimes best for that to take place. But rarely in public and private sector will you see why someone was removed or someone moved on or why someone took another job. Not all of the full story is ever there, and that's an unfortunate part of it. But again, in the protection of the city and the citizens in personnel matters, sometimes that's the case.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners should know about at this point?
Well, this is we've put this behind us. Mr. Watkins has done a good job for the city of Bryan, and pleased with some of his past accomplishments. We are moving forward as a city. We've got a lot of wonderful things that we're working on right now. Just had a major expansion with Toyo Inc. that we just finished. We just finalized our budget. One of the few governmental entities in this area that didn't go up on the tax rate, so I'm proud of our staff and our leadership in that aspect. And we're going to keep moving forward in a tough economy. But we've got a lot of wonderful things and projects on the horizon that we're working on, and continuing with infrastructure improvements on all of Bryan. And, the same goals and motivations are still there that are put in place by the leadership here. And we've got great staff to keep us moving forward. I'm very proud of them.